Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning and welcome to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is March 15th. I'm Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. Hello, Tina girl.
Good morning.
How are you today?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I have a bad back.
Oh boy. Here we go.
I know.
Here we go.
I know I'm like half of myself right now.
All right. I don't really know what to do with that.
I don't know either.
How to help you. I don't have the doctor in the house. I do have a heating pad and some other things that might keep you well for the next hour. Can you survive for an hour?
Just hold me. I'll be fine.
I'll hold you.
Okay.
All right. That's what we do here at Caregiver Crossing. We hold you. We hold you bright and early. We thank you for starting this day with us on what is kind of a St. Patrick's Day weekend. Lots of festivities over the next few days as we head into St. Patrick's Day. I believe the Shamrock Run and Walk gets underway here. If not already, but very soon. So if you are a part of that, we wish you the very best. I've done it only one time. I came in last, dead last.
You
I'm
did not.
Lying to you. My girlfriend and I, in fact, Jamie Sullivan, who used to be here at WIBC, dead last. The people we started with, we saw them actually coming the opposite direction, and it just was not good.
But did you crawl?
That event. No, I didn't crawl. I just walked. You know, I just simply walked. I took my time. It's a scenic route, and enjoyed it very much. Anyway.
You're funny.
We're glad that all of you are here, and hope you enjoy this weekend with all the festivities. Tina has a great show planned for us today.
We do. As a matter of fact, we've got Jeff Cooper with American Village, who is part of the American Senior Communities family. Wonderful ASC sponsor of the show. We are grateful
Thank
for
you.
Them.
Thank you, ASC.
Love claps. Love claps.
All around. Hard to do while I'm holding you.
Right.
But I'm doing it.
You're so talented. We have Mary Sommer, who's here. She's going to talk about caregiver medical alerts and medication dispensers, which is really fascinating, actually. And then we've got Kevin Simpson, who is a dear friend of mine and of Joy's house, and he's going to talk about his experience of caring for and with his mother. So it's really going to be a great show.
I enjoy hearing the stories. I sometimes think I learn more from hearing others talk about that are living it,
right?
Than sometimes if I read it in a book,
right?
I'm glad that you schedule some of those for us too.
Well, and I want to make sure that everyone is aware. I got to grab my sheet here. That coming up on Thursday, March 20th, is the New Energy Wellness Open House. That is also an American Senior Community location, and they were with us a couple of weeks ago. Sharon Farley's in charge of that. So the New Energy Wellness Open House at Rosegate Village, March 20th. And for more information, people can call her at 889-9300, or they can find Rosegate Village on Facebook.
Okay. All right. And I've got, can I do a little something too real quickly?
Of course,
I got
yeah.
this from Bonnie Sheehan, who emailed me a note, and this is about Caregivers Connection. Do you know about,
I do. I know Bonnie. I've been following her and, you know, kind of walking this path with her since she started.
Well,
so
this is really going to help a lot of you. It's the mission, by the way, of the Caregiver Connection is to provide caregivers with education and support and resources, helping you to provide safe care for those that you are loving and caring for. And they've got an event that is coming up on March 17th at the Glendale branch of the Indianapolis Public Library. They're going to have some workshops and lots of resources and information for you from 3:30 to 5 o'clock, again, at the Glendale branch of the Public Library, Indianapolis Public Library, on the 17th. And they'd like for you to register if you're going to come on out, and just go to caregiverassistance.org.
I want to introduce Jeff Cooper from American Village sitting in studio with us. So good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tina, Stacy.
Terry, if you will.
Terry.
It's Stacy, comma, Terry.
Yeah.
It works.
You got it,
Jeff. I got
Jeff.
It backwards,
didn't you? I'm glad. It's okay. It's all right.
You threw me off when you said you were going to hold her.
Right. I know. It got weird.
I thought I might need to leave the room. I don't know.
So Jeff has been, I want you to know, Jeff has been a friend of mine for how many years now?
11.
11 years. Jeff is the executive director at American Village, and we have had at Joy's House, our adult day service in Broad Ripple, an incredible relation with American Village over the years, and shared a lot of the same folks, if you will.
Yes.
And we wanted to have you on today to talk about what happens when you can no longer live at home. And again, that's the relationship we've shared, is as folks have kind of moved on and progressed from adult day service for one reason or another, a lot of them have come to American Village and lived out their lives there and just had great experiences. So there are lots of options. You have a campus.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. Indianapolis is blessed to have a very abundant level of services for seniors, people over the age of 55. We're very fortunate to have adult day providers like Joy's House, home health providers. And then there's campuses like American Village, which is a continuing care retirement community. We have basically any level of service a resident would need. From assisted living, independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, Alzheimer's, dementia care. We can pretty much provide any service that a resident would need.
And it's a beautiful campus. Terry, I don't know if you've ever been there, but I used to live right down the street. You're on 54th.
Yes.
And my family and I used to live a couple of blocks away, and we would load up the kids and the dog, and we would come and walk through your campus there. Ducks? Do we need to mention the ducks?
Ducks, geese, swans.
We're on 50. You do have swans.
Yes, we do. George
That's right.
and Martha.
Oh, George and Martha are the name of the swans.
Yes.
They, that George. Sounds familiar. You mean like Washington's?
Yes, absolutely.
They're very important swans.
They are very important swans. They were purchased to help keep the geese away, which they have not done. So
yeah, they've done a very poor job of that.
But we have lots of geese. But we're on 54 acres. We have 332 total units on the campus. We have a 2-mile walking path through the 54 acres, lots of trees. It is a beautiful property in the heart of the city.
What does it mean to folks to be able to come and live on your campus and get to know American Village, get to know your staff and be very comfortable knowing that they can live out their life there? I mean, because they literally can progress from one kind of section to the other.
Absolutely, Tina. The advantage of having a campus and a relationship with Joy's House is that we can be a full continuum. People can live with people that they have grown fond of, that they know, that they're comfortable with. They can live with them, live with us for their entire balance of their life if they need to. We've had a wonderful relationship with Joy's House that where you have literally sent people to us that have progressed through our campus, starting with maybe assisted living or independent living, and then to assisted living, and then into our skilled services, and you know, live the balance of their life out. And the families become very comfortable with the staff. They become part of our family. And so we're very fortunate that we are able to establish those relationships early and then be there for the families when they really need us toward the end.
Well, and I was going to say, I'm always impressed when I come in because, you know, if it's India greeting me at the front or, you know, your staff has recognized me over the years as someone who's not even family there, but who comes to visit my guests who have moved on. And you really, I don't know how you've done it, but you've been there for how many years, Jeff?
Almost 11.
Yeah, and you have done an incredible job of building a staff there. And I think it's worth mentioning, you've had how many of the wonderful surveys?
We are very fortunate that we've had three state surveys, annual surveys, that we have been found to be deficiency-free. The state could not find any deficiency, so okay. We're very fortunate.
Balloons need to fall from the ceiling at this point, because I don't know of...
That's pretty rare, isn't it?
Three, and yeah, it's incredible. I remember when you got your first one, and we celebrated.
Yeah. We were very fortunate to put two together and then incredibly blessed to get the third one.
Yeah. And, you know, one we celebrated, and by three, we're like, yeah, Pat, great job. You're wonderful.
Well, Jeff, we really appreciate your time. We're glad you came to see us. And of course, we certainly thank everybody from American Village and American Senior Communities as well. For more information, where would we go?
Either American Village on Facebook or American Senior Communities.
Yeah, and the website is ASCseniorcare.com. I've got this down week after week. But Facebook, and we'll put some pictures up. Candace, our little internal producer here from Joy's House, will we take some pictures of Mr. Cooper?
We would love it if you would like us on Facebook.
Make sure you get a shot of his hair.
Yeah, I know.
Beautiful head of hair. He really does. Jeff Cooper, hey, thank you so much for stopping by to see us.
Thank you, Terry.
Good to
thank
see you,
Tina.
This is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Coming up, we will speak with Mary Summer talking about caregiver medical alerts and medication dispensers as we continue right here on 93 WIBC and WIBC.com.